This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Apple introduced desktop and laptop computers that use chips made by Intel. The machines are significantly faster than Apple's previous offerings. They were unveiled at the annual Macworld Expo in San Francisco. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
For years, Apple shunned Intel, the company whose chips run the majority of the world's PCs. In the late 1990s, Apple actually ran TV ads with an Intel Pentium II symbol glued to a snail. But always forgotten as Apple CEO Steve Jobs took the stage during his Macworld keynote address.
Today, we are going to roll out the first Mac with an Intel processor.
Jobs also presented a new ad for the computers that poked fun of the past.
The Intel chip. For years, it's been trapped inside PCs, inside dull little boxes, dutifully performing dull little tasks.
In this commercial, the life of the chip will be spruced up inside Apple computers. The new desktop iMacs will begin at $1,299. The new laptop, called a MacBook Pro, starts at $1,999. According to Jobs, the notebook is 4 to 5 times faster than the previous one. The desktop is 2 to 3 times quicker. The new hardware announcements came on the heels of good news for Apple. Strong demand for iPods fueled a 63% growth in the company's revenue during the holiday season. Analysts say the popularity of the iPods has created a resurgence of interest in Apple computers and hurt sales of rival Dell. With Intel chips, Apple risks alienating Mac fans who have always liked being different. There's also the possibility that PC users will now be able to run pirated versions of Mac OS X, the critically acclaimed Apple operating system. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.